Thank you, and we are talking about food allergies in kids.
When we started to see an increase in food allergies in kids, the American Academy of Pediatrics did come out and say to avoid peanuts.
Yeah, that was 20-some years ago, and guess what? The experts were, in large part, wrong.
We exploded. Food allergies in the U.S. grew exponentially, and we realized we really had kind of an epidemic of food allergies in children.
But only in the United States.
We did not have the same prevalence of food allergies outside of the United States.
What we have learned from the rest of the world after, I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how. Find a dealer at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Remember those kids' birthday parties where you had to be so careful about serving anything containing peanuts? Well, the allergies were real.
Very, very scary for a very long time.
But the experts' advice on how to deal with allergens, total avoidance, turned out to be a little, well, nutty for most kids. In 2015, a study found that giving peanut products to children under 3 could actually reduce their chances of developing a peanut allergy. And a recent study published in the journal Pediatrics found similar results with other food allergens, too.
So it's really interesting and really, really promising, you know, to have these validating studies coming out showcasing how important it is to expose kids as early as 6 months old to allergens to help prevent them from getting food allergies.
That's Erica Beth-Levin.
And I am the CEO and founder of Global, a baby and toddler food company.
Now, of course, allergies are real and all kids are affected differently, but after following her pediatrician's advice,
give your kid all the allergens,
and not finding any baby food like that on the store shelves, she started a company out of her Lincoln Park kitchen.
We started with pad thai for tots, a veggie tikka masala, baby spices bean bowl, kind of like a chili. We've also added mini stroni and a baby bibimbap.
It's been 4 years. How's it going?
We're doing well. We've sold hundreds of thousands of jars at this point.
You can find out more at Global.com. That's GLOBOWL.com. On the food calendar, it's National Cupcake Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.